is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A close call for 31 construction workers 6 miles inside an industrial tunnel in Los Angeles. Part of the structure collapsed, sending them scrambling. Chelsea Fernandez rushed to the scene.
I live down the street. I ran over here and I asked the police, please let me through. And my husband's in there.
He and the others climbed a tall mound of loose soil to reach a shuttle that eventually hoisted them out. Mayor Karen Bass.
When we raced down here, I was so concerned that we were going to find tragedy. Instead, what we found was victory. All of the men that were in that tunnel rescued up. Safe.
The cause is under investigation. A vigil in Kerr County, Texas, for the 120 people who died in Friday's catastrophic flooding.
The love that we have for one another. We're people, no matter what color you are. We're people, no matter what flags we're holding. We are people, and we love each other.
170 are still unaccounted for. CBS's Karen Waugh.
In Kerr County, Texas, search teams combed through the grounds of Camp Mystic on Wednesday. Campers' belongings and a broken sign reading Jesus Wept stretched out on the campgrounds. More than 24 girls and counselors were killed in the 4th of July flash floods. 5 campers and a counselor are still missing.
One community member says he didn't receive an alert from a new warning system until 6 hours after the waters began their rapid rise. Gaza ceasefire talks continue in Qatar, but one senior Israeli negotiator warns a deal could take weeks. Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Israeli and Qatari officials tell CBS News that there are 3 main sticking points, and the biggest one is where Israeli military forces would withdraw to during that time frame. Negotiators are also talking about both sides laying down weapons and how to get more aid into Gaza.
Retribution for Secret Service agents assigned to protect President Trump on the day of last year's assassination attempt at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
CBS News has learned 6 U.S. Secret Service personnel were suspended without pay for up to 6 weeks, then placed into restricted duty roles with less operational responsibility. It's the first we're learning of suspension since the agency launched its internal investigation.
A woman in San Jose, California is up to her eyeballs in Amazon packages that she never ordered. A Chinese company that sells faux leather car seat covers didn't know what to do with its ill-fitting products and hundreds of complaints, so it decided to give out her address for returns. Her driveway and yard are covered. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 2 suspects recently arrested in the 2003 Kenosha County homicide of David Vanderzee are now out of jail. Both have posted $500,000 bonds. John Viscasil posted bond yesterday, joining Roxanna Collins, who was released in May. Both are charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Authorities say the case was reopened this year after investigators uncovered new information more than 2 decades after the crime. The Racine County Board voted 17-2 this week to condemn the racism Milwaukee high school athletes experienced at a Waterford track meet in May. The Rufus King team left the event early after facing repeated racist comments and actions from others. Waterford school officials have apologized and have pledged to foster a safer, more respectful environment. The school says they plan to retrain officials and hold student-led forums. You can read more about the issue today online at RacineCountyEye.com. Salmonorama kicks off tomorrow. It's one of the world's largest fishing tournaments, and it runs through next Sunday at Festival Park. Anglers from across the country will compete for a $50,000 grand prize and other awards in boat, shore, and kayak divisions. The family-friendly festival is coming back and will feature live music, fireworks, food, and kids' activities throughout next week. Entry to the grounds is free and a full schedule is available on the Salmonorama website. It's an ominous time for the children of Racine. Racine Unified has started sharing school supply lists for the upcoming school year. The lists on the RUSD website show what students will need and will highlight supplies that the district will provide. After today, there are 54 days until the first day of school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit!
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man. Just the culture, man. Just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. We'll drop down to 65 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night with a high tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I rented a car this week, and they pushed that insurance on you on the cars. You know, the hey, listen, for $9 extra, we can give you the insurance, and that way you have total coverage just in case you total the car. I said, I don't want insurance. I got insurance, and with Farmers, it's great insurance. They go, yeah, but there's, what kind of coverage do you have? Because with this, you could kill somebody. I said, yeah, can I start with you? So I said, I don't want it. He said, it's just $9 a day. I said, okay, I'll take the insurance for $9 a day. I gave him the $9, got the Ford Escort, and my friend and I went four-wheeling with this car all afternoon. Hit a couple of cactuses. I threw a cinder block through the back window. I tore the door handles off, broke the car antenna off. Poked a couple of holes in the gas tank with an ice pick, and then I took it back and I said, am I glad you talked me into that $9 thing?
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what. I'd be without.
God only knows what I'd be without.
God only knows what I'd be without.
The Beach Boys, God Only Knows. There was a song they did called Wendy. I gotta look that up in our catalog here. I'm pretty sure we have it. What a good song. It was from their summer album. What is it, All Summer Long, that album. It's 6:10. Good morning. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Thursday morning. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning, Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild talking about their newest production opening up this month. I think it's next week. And also in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. She's got a ton of events to talk about coming to the zoo. Breakfast with the Giraffes. That's one of the events on there. I got to ask her about that one. 6:11, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've got sunshine in the forecast today. We've also got a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 75. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows 67. Partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs 85. For the weekend, showers and thunderstorms Saturday. Sunshine on Sunday. Right now, sunny. 61 at Radio Park.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms
Canada. There you go. Guess who? These eyes. 6:14, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. A bunch of sites are reporting that yesterday, I guess, was it yesterday? No, the day before yesterday. No, yesterday was the shortest day in history, but it wasn't. It's expected to be, it was expected to be 1.3 milliseconds shorter than a normal day, thanks to shifts in how fast the Earth rotates. But the actual record was set last year, July 5th, 2024, when it was 1.66 milliseconds shy of the full 24 hours. I don't know about you, but I felt the difference yesterday. I felt it was shorter, yeah. How do they know milliseconds? Who's keeping track of this stuff? Hope it's not our tax dollars. 6:15, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here come the Four Tops. Singer of the Four Tops, Levi Stubbs, was in a movie. Actually, his voice was in a movie. He starred as Audrey 2 in the musical Little Shop of Horrors. He was the voice of the plant. Remember that? Feed me, Seymour, feed me. Yeah, that was Levi Stubbs, Four Tops. Good morning at 6:18, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 75. Sunny, 61 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Here's a tip for you. You should try your best to be a good person, but not too good. A guy in Northern California saw an injured bear alongside the road. He decided to help it out, and the bear mauled him. Now, here's the backstory on this. One report said he saw the bear get hit by a car. A later report says the guy actually hit the bear with his car. Felt guilty about it. Went back to render aid. So this guy hit the bear. Now, I wonder why the bear mauled him. Now, the good news is he went to the hospital. He's going to be just fine. He was released, so everything's going to be fine. But see how karma works? 6:18 WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Mahoffer's on Main. Downtown Racine's newest hotspot for good vibes and good times. Tomorrow night, it's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. As Chicago blues legend Taranzo Cannon lights up the stage. Bring your friends, dig into mouthwatering barbecue, and enjoy yummy beverages all night long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue on Highway 11, Sturtevant. Come on in and peruse our great selection of vinyl. Going on 8 years in July, it's amazing that we're still finding new customers every day, especially folks that are just moving into the area or maybe just never noticed us sitting in the spot that we're at. Come on out and see us on our 8th anniversary weekend, July 11th and 12th. We'll be having lots of great deals for you to take advantage of, so we'll see you there.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Good that you could cry.
The blue is sky.
Seattle. And the hills, the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up, free and wild, full of hopes and full of fear, full of laughter, full of tears, full of dreams to last the years in Seattle. In Seattle.
Bobby Sherman, the theme song from the ABC TV show Here Come the Brides ran from, what, 1968 to 1970 on ABC. Starred Bobby Sherman, who sang the song, and David Soul. And it took place up in the upper Pacific Northwest about, you know, loggers and stuff. And Here Come the Brides. It was a good show. Yeah, it lasted two seasons. And I forget some of the other people on there. I know their faces. I can't think of their names. Joan Blondell was on the show as well. But the two stars, David Soul and Bobby Sherman, who actually were singers. David Soul, although he was on Starsky and Hutch, actually had a hit song, Don't Give Up on Us. Remember that? Yeah, it's been a while. It's 626. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refresh from Civic Media. Right now, got Edison Lighthouse. Love grows, my rosemary goes.
She ain't got no money. Clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love grows to where my rosemary goes. And nobody knows I'd be. She talks kind of lazy. And people say she's crazy.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. We're looking for sunshine today, but a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 75. That same forecast for tonight, except for the sunshine. Showers and thunderstorms possible, low 67. Partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow with a high near 85. Same for Saturday, showers and thunderstorms possible with a high near 85. And looks like Sunday, sunny with a high near 82. Right now, 61 and sunny right here at Radio Park. All right, got a new poll here. They found the happiest hourly job you can have is working at a weed or vape store. 92% of workers there said they feel good or amazing about their job. Yeah, I wonder why. Hourly workers at pharmacies, well, they ranked last. It's exactly 6:30 at WRJN. Here's the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County leaders voted overwhelmingly to denounce the racism faced by Milwaukee high school athletes at a Waterford track meet. It was a 17-2 vote this week. The May 7th incident involved repeated racist comments and behavior from students and adults, leading the Rufus King team to leave the event early. Both school districts have issued public apologies and have committed to promoting respect and safety for all students. You can go deeper online with that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. Now, both of the people charged in a Kenosha County cold case homicide are out of lockup. 70-year-old John Viscasil posted a $500,000 bond yesterday. His alleged accomplice, 70-year-old Roxanna Collins, is also free after posting the same bond amount in May. Both are charged with first-degree intentional homicide and the 2003 death of David VanderZee. The case was reopened after new evidence emerged more than 20 years later. A plan is out there for that big piece of land just north of the Kenosha Lows. A $70 million apartment development is being considered for that plot. Continental Properties wants to build 336 apartments across 14 buildings. The city's plan commission will review the proposal today. It's among several big projects before the commission, like the renovated Alford Building, a new pizza ranch, and a proposal for a hotel next to the Brat Stop. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
First full week on the job for Wisconsin's agriculture ambassador. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. Sarah Hagenow, our 78th Alice in Dairyland, is officially on the job. Hagenow's job is to represent Wisconsin agriculture all around the state. And a lot of that interaction involves presentations in front of large crowds, as well as chatting with the media. She says that may be the one area of weakness she looks forward to improving on.
I will say I have not had much experience in front of large crowds, but that still doesn't make me shy away from it. I love public speaking, and I was able to do that through 4-H and FFA with dairy judging and many other things. But still, I think some of my engagement with larger crowds and being able to work a bit of an audience will come into play, so I'm ready to be coached a little bit more on that and gain more experience in that way. I also haven't had much experience with media, so doing radio interviews with people such as yourself and as well as TV interviews, I think are going to be an area where I'll see some room for growth with myself.
Sarah Hagenow, our new Alice in Dairyland on the job. If you ever want to try to schedule Alice in Dairyland for a visit to your school, your event, just go to their website, aliceindairyland.com.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the U.S. Department of Agriculture has again closed the southern ports of entry to the United States because of cattle health concerns. In Veracruz, Mexico, they discovered the New World screwworm. It's traveled 160 miles northward to the United States, where sterile flies are currently being dropped. Secretary Rollins says this is designed to protect the U.S. cattle industry. The screwworm detection in Veracruz is approximately 370 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. That's a developing story that we'll be following for you. You can follow us, social media, Midwest Farm Report, or sign up for our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible. We'll drop down to 65 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night with a high tomorrow near 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Thinking of getting a tattoo? But I want to get a tattoo that's unique, you know?
I don't want a tattoo like everybody else. So I'm gonna get a tattoo of a blender. A big one on my chest, you know? Then when I go to the public pool, take my shirt off, everyone will be spellbound. They'd be like, is that a blender? Born to frappe. I have unusual tattoo ideas. I think someone should get a tattoo of a dozen Easter eggs, but tell the tattoo artist to hide them. You get back in shape, you might find a golden egg.
Too much for me to face.
On the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the roof,
it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Drifters, Benny King, lead singer, and Up on the Roof. What a hit, huh? They have so many hits, the Drifters. And good morning, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here at 6:38. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 75 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. As a matter of fact, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms right through Saturday. And finally, Sunday, just sunny. Right now, it's sunny, 61 degrees right here at Radio Park. How's this for a tribute? BBC News did a story on a heavy metal guitarist named Mark Wood, who honored his late father by adding some of his ashes to the fretboard of his guitar. Here's what he did. He turned the ashes into jewels, then added them as inlays on the neck of his Fender Telecaster guitar. His dad taught him how to play and was the biggest supporter he had. He also says he did it so he'll always be on stage with his dad. Isn't that a great tribute? I love that. 6:39 at WRJN.
Just let me. Against modern jazz, unless you try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony.
Now, the Beatles didn't do too many cover songs in their history, but they did a few, and that was one of them, the Chuck Berry hit Rock and Roll Music done by the Beatles. Good morning, 642, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. You know, there's a new lie detector show coming to A&E. They asked Gary Coleman's ex-wife if she had anything to do with his death. She didn't do too well on the polygraph test. Obviously, she doesn't agree with the results. I'd love to take a lie detector test. No, not to see if I'm a murderer or anything. Just, simple questions to see if I can get away with lying. Maybe on second thought, I don't want to take a polygraph test. Yeah, I'm just thinking of the downside of it. Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin', here at WRJN. Is California Dreamin', local news, timeless hits at WRJN. So here's a fun trivia question. I love trivia. How long has Nintendo been around? We'll get to that in a moment. Nintendo did release the Game Boy back in 1989. I think that was one of their first big releases, 1989. But the company Nintendo has been around since the year 1889. We're talking about the days of the Wild West here in America. But they were around since 1889 when they produced Japanese playing cards. So Nintendo's been around for quite a while. 645 WRJN.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand app. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
That's sale with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The Gore, look at love. It's 6:50, local news, Tanless. It's here at WRJM. Hey, do you know a werewolf? Any werewolves in your family who want to howl at a full moon on Friday the 13th? Well, they'll have a long wait, because the next time there'll be a full moon on Friday the 13th is August of 2049. Ooh, scary. It's 6:50. Looking for sunshine today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 75. Right now it's sunny at 61 degrees here at Radio Park with a spiral staircase. More today than yesterday at WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. Day comes a new way.
race more today than yesterday. Coming up at the laughter, 7 o'clock, Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild is here to talk about their latest production opening up. And at 8 o'clock this morning, Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is going to be here to talk about all the upcoming events coming to the zoo. So that's all straight ahead this morning. You know, the one thing that makes a hot summer day unbearable is high humidity, but not all of us agree. Over 25,000 people were asked, how do you feel about high humidity? 5% said they love you. They like humid weather. Another 2% said they love humid weather. Who are these people, huh? Who loves hot, sticky, humid weather? All right, time for the searchers.
Sugar and spice and all things nice. Kisses sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Everybody stops and stares at my baby when she's walking down the street. People passing by just look at my baby, 'cause my baby looks so sweet. You know she's sugar and spice and all things nice. Kiss her sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Every time we kiss, I get that feeling. Every time we simply meet. When I see her smile, I get that feeling. 'Cause my baby looks so sweet. You know she's sugar and spice and all things nice. Kiss her sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is mine. Never ever known a girl so lovely, sweet enough to want to eat. Everybody's crazy about my baby, 'cause my baby looks so sweet. You know she's sugar and spice and all things nice. Kiss her sweeter than wine. Sugar and spice and all things nice. You know that little girl is
Searchers, Sugar and Spice, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, remember when HBO Max changed their name to Max? It was all over commercials on radio and television. Well, effective yesterday, Max is back to being HBO Max. Now, I don't know why, but this reminds me of New Coke. Remember when Coca-Cola changed their name to New Coke, and shortly thereafter they went back to Coke again? I don't know why I get the feeling it's kind of the same thing, huh? 6:56, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Badfinger.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. 'Cause no matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will. Tell me what you found, girl. Who, girl, want you?
about 7 o'clock. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN, no matter what, with Bad Finger. Here's a question for you. Would you rather look good or feel good? 3 in 4 Americans claim they'd rather feel good. Now, to all the people that said they'd rather look good, wait till the first pain in your stomach that won't go away. You'll switch. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, a close call deep under the earth in Los Angeles.
Tonight, we were lucky.
The city's interim fire chief, Ronnie Villanueva, after 31 construction workers were stuck when an industrial tunnel partially collapsed. The crew was 6 miles from the only entrance. Some had to climb a huge mound of loose soil to reach the others. Aerial footage shows them inside a metal cage as a crane lifts them to the surface. Mayor Karen Bass.
No one injured. Everyone safe. And I am feeling very, very good that this is a great outcome in what started as a very scary evening.
The death toll's up to at least 120 in last Friday's devastating flooding in central Texas. More than 170 people are still unaccounted for. CBS's Jared Hill.
In Travis County, J.J. Jarman is still looking for his 16-year-old daughter.
I've managed.